Welcome to Reframe and Rewire Greatness Through Daily Routine. This podcast is designed to alter your mindsets and transform your day-to-day from the second you open your eyes to you close them at night, adapting what I would call a success routine. This series is liable to change your life. And it's never the big things that you do, but the littlest things you do every day that make the biggest difference. And now, on to the podcast. Thank you for joining. Welcome back to the podcast as we continue in this series on how to win in 2024. This has been a really great podcast series so far. In fact, I had the distinct pleasure of interviewing award-winning songwriter, video, and music producer Steven Seiler, who's also a speaker, author, and the founder of Advocating for Broken Hearts and Broken Souls in his website and podcast, Music for the Soul. If you missed that one, I would really encourage you to go back and listen to it. There were some great things discussed in that interview that I think will really leave you with some nuggets that you can really hang your hat on for this new year. Well, I also covered previous to that some foundational pieces to how to win in 2024, so you're going to want to catch the beginning of this series as well with a couple of other parts, including hope versus intentionality and half-heartedness, how that can lead to half results. And now today, I want to talk about something new. I want to talk about the habits of self-sabotage. Now, I've done whole series on self-sabotage before, and they actually are, when I look back at the analytics on that podcast series, it's one of the most, I guess, the highest reviewed and downloaded of many of the series I've done over the past 5 years. So if you're really interested and you want to take a deep dive on self-sabotage, I would encourage you to go find that series specifically. But we're going to touch on a few of the major habits that I see most commonly in terms of self-sabotage, and we're all guilty of some of these, or at differing degrees at least. But the first one is procrastination, and we will often procrastinate things when we feel uncomfortable, when we are approaching something we know is going to be difficult, and so we just allow ourselves to get distracted, whether it be through social media, the blings and dings of our phone, or just avoiding somebody or a situation or a location, because we know it's going to be uncomfortable, it's going to be hard. And unfortunately, a lot of these times, it could potentially produce some great growth and help us learn some amazing lessons if we approach it with the right mindset. But I'm going to be getting into habits of high performers in this series as well. So hang with us, because we've got some more great people to interview and share with you, some more nuggets in addition to those episodes coming up. But right now, I just want to continue to focus on the self-sabotage piece of it, because I really think that this is an important foundation to lay so that we can work forward instead of backwards in our growth and achieving what we want to accomplish. So the next one is perfectionism, or overthinking. I'm sure you've never done that before, right? Perfectionism and overthinking often happens with people that, you know, they want to do well. They really want to exceed expectations of those around us, or at least match up with the perception that people have of us. Or maybe we're just carry a spirit of excellence and we just want to do everything right. But the problem is there's this fine line you cannot cross with perfectionism. And it's great to have a spirit of excellence. It's great to want to accomplish good things and to, you know, achieve progress in such a way that others can admire us in some way, shape, or form. But perfection is very damaging. In fact, it will often cause us to get way overstressed about accomplishing things, because we can never really meet the standards we've set for ourselves. And then it can frustrate those around us, because they're waiting for us to get the job done, whatever that might be, or just to finish something. And because we're trying so hard to be perfect at it, we just end up creating a bigger mess in the end than if we would just stop at excellence. So try to kind of remember that there's that line between excellence and perfectionism. And again, we're going to get into habits of high performers later on to take a deeper dive. Self-criticism is probably one of the worst of these, in my opinion. Because when you have a negative inner dialogue constantly running in your brain about how awful you are and how stupid you are and how ridiculous you are and how inadequate you may be, you're never going to be able to get past that hurdle. That inner dialogue is your, well, I want to call it a superpower, really, because it is. Unfortunately, that superpower can work in reverse for you, or it can work to your advantage, depending on what happens internally. This inner criticism can affect our actions and prevent us from meeting every goal we ever want to accomplish. And as you continue to endeavor a constant flow of inner dialogue that is very negative, you're going to wire in some huge neural networks, which we've talked about before, which then, of course, releases negative neurochemicals, which then increases our stress and then inhibits us even further. It becomes a very vicious cycle or a downward spiral that can not only affect our ability to be the person we want to be and reflect that, but others will pick up on it too, because you're going to be perceived in the way that you see yourself. So this is a horrible, devastating thing to do to yourself. And so we're going to get into some really great habits of high performers that will reverse all of that. And you're going to want to stay with us to hear that when we get to it later. Resisting any kind of change is another one of those habits of self-sabotage. You know, change is really what rocks the world. We're constantly in a mode of change, and if we aren't willing to accept changes, we're going to hold ourselves back from what could be on the cutting edge of a new way of seeing or perceiving or living that could change our lives for the good, not for the bad. So learning to swallow your pride or swallow your perceptions of how things ought to be and being willing to move past it and create new habits and, you know, look at things as an opportunity for growth rather than, you know, some kind of a hurdle in your life can be a massive uplift in terms of pushing you forward into your goals and having a winning 2024. And then the last one I'm going to cover on this, and we're going to go ahead and finish it up, is poor self-care. Now, everybody's going to see self-care in a different way. So I'm going to try to cover all aspects of it in as short a form as I can. I know I'm speaking to a global audience, so I'll try to cover it in the best practices to make sense to you. But basically, when I talk about self-care, I'm not talking about the basic things like, you know, brushing your teeth and, you know, taking a bath or a shower. Those are important, obviously, and I hope you're doing those. But I'm talking about poor choices that you make from the second you open your eyes to you close them at night. So what are you thinking about when you first get up in the morning? You know, what are you practicing internally? But also, are you making lists to accomplish things? Are you setting your sights on maybe accomplishing maybe one or two or three things that are high on your priority list so you can feel good at the end of the day? Are you getting enough sleep? Are you exercising or getting enough activity? Are you connecting with enough people? Are you taking care of your mental health by listening to the right things, by feeding your mind with the right materials, albeit, you know, reading or listening or, you know, watching some kind of entertainment or endeavoring or engaging in some kind of entertainment, and making sure that your behaviors and your choices throughout the day are pushing you forward and not holding you back. Okay, that would also include things like, you know, getting involved in drug use or alcohol use or emotional eating or you know, sex addictions or whatever it is that you're struggling with. All those things can damage not only your well-being, but also your confidence in yourself and your ability to be the person you want to be. So it's all quite dangerous in terms of becoming the best version of you in 2024. And again, we're going to take a deeper dive later on when we get into the habits of high performers. So that's all that we have for today, but those are the main ones. So procrastination, perfectionism or overthinking, self-criticism, resisting change, and poor self-care as a quick recap. And I hope you'll join us next time. I do have a great interview coming up that I'm going to be sharing with you the next time we're together. And then we're going to get back into those habits of high performers. Michelle Steffes, reframe and rewire. Keep reaching higher. Thank you for joining, and I hope you'll share this podcast with somebody it may help.